Today there's many things that we can focus upon as our Lord Jesus died on behalf of us all and paid for us with his very life. One thing, however, is the reality of the events that took place all in one day. Often in our life, in a course and span of one day, many things can happen to us. Our schedules get busy. And in our day-to-day actions, we often can feel oppressed by the day, even victims of the crimes of other people. But during the course of tonight, we want to follow the countdown to Calvary, the place where Jesus was put on a cross. Starting last night, Jesus joined with his disciples for one last meal in which he instituted the Lord's Supper. At sundown, it began a new day. At 1 a.m. to roughly 1:30 a.m., Jesus was confronted in the Garden of Gethsemane and was arrested at the betrayal of his disciple Judas. From 1:30 in the morning till 3 a.m. that Good Friday, Jesus began the series of many trials that were unjust. He began a trial number one in front of Annas, the former Jewish high priest who was in charge for the last 16 years. During this first trial, Jesus receives an initial physical abuse as he's mocked as the king of the Jews. Shortly after that, he is sent and handed off to another group in trial number two, to the current Jewish high priest, his son-in-law Caiaphas. And behold, in front of the Sanhedrin court, Jesus is continued to be further bloodied by abuse. From 3 in the morning until 5 in the morning, Jesus was imprisoned unjustly at the high priest's palace. By 5 o'clock in the morning till 6 in the morning, Jesus faced a third trial where all of the Jewish elders, including the high priests, all of the scribes, and the whole Jewish council of the Sanhedrin, where they decided to ask the Roman government to kill Jesus, claiming that he was an enemy of the state. From 6 in the morning till 7 in the morning, a fourth trial occurred, where Jesus is again handed over to the Roman governor, Pilate, who declares, "I find no guilt in this man." A fifth trial ensues from 7 in the morning until 7:30, a hearing before Herod Antipas, the son of Herod the Great, who had jurisdiction over Galilee. Jesus refused to answer any questions, so Herod returned him quickly back to Pilate. From 7:30 until 8:30 in the morning, a sixth trial occurred where Roman governor Pontius Pilate repeatedly tried to release Jesus, but the Jewish leaders continued to object. Pilate physically tortured and beat Jesus beyond recognition, seeking to satisfy the Jewish leaders in their revolt. However, the Jews demanded that Jesus be crucified. Pilate resisted, but eventually gave the order to execute Jesus for fear of losing his authority in the Roman government. From 8:30 until 9 in the morning, Pilate's Roman soldiers take Jesus into the court and enjoy a series of mockeries and continued torture, including driving thorns into his skull as a would-be king. From 9 in the morning until noon, Jesus is forced to carry his own cross over the course of a mile or more out of the city gates to the place of his crucifixion. From 12 o'clock noon until 3 p.m., a momentous final 3 hours of Jesus' life occurred on the cross where he speaks 7 times. By 3 p.m. on that Friday, Jesus not only overcome by physical exhaustion and beating, but the weight of the sin of the entire world upon his shoulders, succumbed to a quick death. From 3 p.m. until dusk to 6 p.m. that Friday evening, in order to hurry before sundown at the acknowledgement of the Sabbath, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea took Jesus' body down from the cross and laid it into a tomb. Today is Good Friday, and happens to occur on what some would suppose to be the exact date, April 15th, in the year 30 AD. But it was 110 years ago where something significant for us occurred as well. On April 15th of 1912, the heralded Titanic sunk in the North Atlantic Ocean after being claimed as unsinkable. Miraculously, out of the few survivors, one of the survivors of the sinking of the Titanic in its prideful mission was a Bible. And in that Bible that was handed down to a surviving family came a story of a man who saw a vision of heaven and angels descending and ascending on a ladder, which inspired a hymn writer to pen the words, "Nearer my God to thee." That hymn happened to be the last song played as the Titanic sank into the bitter cold waters. But it's that message for us again tonight. What's so good about Good Friday is that Jesus makes it possible, in and only because of himself, that we can come nearer to God, our Heavenly Father. We would be lost in our sin, lost in a hopeless situation of inevitable death and eternal death, where life would have no meaning unless Jesus stepped in. Today is good because Jesus reverses the sin and the curse of sin that started long ago. And Jesus gives that promise again to you tonight. Tonight you are nearer to God now more than ever, because Jesus not only gave you his life, but he gave you his spirit, commended it to you and to our Father. And so we gain the benefits of his death. Tonight, as we close in darkness, we know that there is a new day ahead. Jesus gives us that promise. We will and are nearer to God. Amen.